man, some breaking news yesterday. The Treasury just came in and doubled down on how much bonds they're going to buy. Why is this so important? Well, I'm going to explain to you guys today. If the bond prices go down, rates are going to go up. So what the bond market tried to do, or the Treasury tried to do yesterday, is prop up the prices and drive down the rates. Kind of sounding like manipulation a little bit. Let's get over to today's show. I'll explain all this to you and why they did what they did. So my name is Dan Friel. I'm the host of The Rate Update. My goal each day is to help explain to you guys what in the heck is going to go off mortgage rates today. And the most important thing is what really makes them move. So what we want to look at today is what I like to do is the first thing I do as a mortgage person. I come in each day and figure out, okay, what's going to go off mortgage rates? I look at this thing right through here. This is a mortgage bond. If you look at that number right up through there, that's all you really have to know. If it's minus or red, that means mortgage bonds are going down in price. They're going up in yield. So if that is red, that means mortgage rates are going to go up. The bigger the number, the bigger the adjustment. But here's the theme here. Here's what I want you to understand. If the price of this goes down, rates go up. Okay, so that's going to be the theme that I want to show you guys. So let's get over to this. Here's what's happening, and here's why rates are staying where they are, and here's where the government came in yesterday, and they said, okay, let's buy some of these bonds back to kind of help prop up the prices. Let me explain it to you. Well, first thing is, let's go back to 2008. Remember in 2008, we had a glut of homes hitting the market because people were forcing foreclosure. They couldn't afford the payments. So you had way too many homes hitting the market. What happened to the prices? They just cratered. Okay, think of it that way in the bond market. If you have way too many bonds for investors to buy, what's going to happen to the prices? They'll crater. What did we learn in bonds? If the prices go down, yields go up. Okay, so let's get over to it. Here's what we've had over this year. Okay, the government so far has issued $5.2 trillion, or this is the pace they're on, for issuing of debt this year. Think of that as on a credit card. So they issue bonds. Okay, that's a massive amount of debt. Okay, in a, on a five-year average, it's usually about $4.4 trillion. On a 10-year average, it's usually about $3.5 trillion. Okay, so you have way more debt here. Okay, so let's continue though. Now we have corporate debt hitting the markets. In 2026, it's anticipated to have about $2.5 trillion in debt. Normally, that's about 1.8, about maybe 1.7 to 1.8. So it's a massive increase in corporate bonds as well. And then you have mortgage bonds and you have all these other bonds hitting the market. So again, what happens is if you have a massive amount of something in the market? Well, the prices drop. What happens with this over here? When the prices drop, rates go up. Okay, that's what we're talking about. So that's what's happening. Investors have all these options of what they invest in. They're pushing down the prices because they're manipulating their money, and that's jacking up the rates. So the federal government came in yesterday and said, okay, we're going to help kind of stop this manipulation. We're going to go in back in and start buying these bonds. And that's what's happening. But that was kind of short-lived because if you look at yesterday's chart, it rallied on the news. And then today we brought all that news right back down to square one. So it pumped up the market for about a day, but that's about it. So let's get over to the economic calendar we have today that might help us figure out where rates are going to go from here. So today we want to look at jobs and the manufacturing numbers. So on there, we got the Philly Fed numbers came in. The last reading was 41. It came in at 47. It was supposed to go down to 24. So I'm getting this a double thumbs up. You look at initial jobless claims, last reading was 212, came in at 206. I'm giving that an eh. And then you get to continued claims. Here's what I really like to focus in on. I want this number under 1.8, and we did it. So this should be good news for the markets, but I just think the markets don't like with the manipulation going on in the markets right now. So let's get over to here's what the Federal Reserve looks at to figure out where rates are going to go. So let's look at it this way as an investor. The Federal Reserve controls that rate over there. I just want you to understand the federal funds rate, the rate the Federal Reserve controls, all it is interbank lending. If one bank needs money, they can go to another bank and that's the rate they pay, not even close to ours. But here's what happens is if the Federal Reserve raises rates there and then the banks have to pay more money, well, then they increase rates on us. So that's kind of the cycle that works. So here's what they look at. They look at GDP. Well, the economy's clicking pretty good right now. We can saw that manufacturing number was at 47, pretty good. Jobs report, low fire, we're still going to pay close attention to that. And then we have PC, the inflation number that the Federal Reserve watches. It's at 4, let's say. They wanted it 2, so we're double where we are. So what's the Federal Reserve most likely going to do at the next meeting? So this is what you really have to pay attention to when you're trying to follow all these things. So let's get over to Federal Reserve in 27 days based on all this information. Well, here, let's hold on a second. Let's go over to, here's what I'm advising my clients. So folks, my name is Dan Frio. I'm a licensed mortgage loan officer. I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. If you need some help with a mortgage, love to help you out. But if you're a client of ours right now and you come in, I'm locking your rate. If you're buying a house, we pre-approved you, the contract comes in, we're buying you. Okay, so let's say you're looking to build or buy maybe at the end of the year. What should you do? You should do two things. Watch oil. Oil is going to predicate basically everything that's going on right now other than kind of some government manipulation and other things. And then watch my channel. Just subscribe over there. Every day I'm going to come in. I'm going to start with the headline news. I'm going to give you where rates are. I'm going to give you the bond market charts, the economic news and headlines for the day, and then I'm going to give you a couple tools here in a second. So just watch those two things. But once the Iranian conflict ends, and it will eventually, I didn't think it would go for 6 months, things will start to go down from now. But at least right now, it seems like we're at a cap. So I think we're okay now. But if you're a homeowner and you bought that house and dated the rate, want me to track rates for you, I'd love to do that. Just go to our website, the rate update, go over to resources right through here, and just click right through here where it says Rate Watch, put in your mortgage information. We'll track your rate for you, your payments, a whole bunch of other things for you. We don't sell the data. So what will happen is when the rate hits where you want it to be or where your mortgage savings hits where it wants to be, we'll call you, text you, email you. We don't sell the data. So, you know, you'll work with us directly. If you've already got some quotes, here's my slogan too. I work at a bank that provides me licensing with all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. My slogan is one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan to 30, almost 40 different lenders. And the reason being is we have people coming in each day saying, okay, I applied at these banks. You know, there's Bank of America, Citibank, Chase, even went to LendingTree. We got like three turndowns, two approvals, and the rates and fees were all over the map. What do we do? Go back to my resources and hit loan estimate. This is where you can upload your loan estimate in here. I'll do a personalized video right back to you to go over what our rates would be, what our fees would be, and if we can beat the competition on both of those, I'm going to win you as a client. Starting next week, this thing will be automated. You can actually take pictures of it with your phone or whatever. It'll actually go through our rates live with you on there and tell you exactly what you can do. And if you like it, you can click. Reach out right to me. We'll get you locked in and moving forward. But let's get over, what is the Federal Reserve expected to do in 27 days? Well, remember right before and right at the Federal Reserve meeting, we went over this chart that day, and there was a 75% chance the Federal Reserve was going to increase rates at the next meeting. And then there was another rate increase right at the beginning of 2027, then I think another one at the end of 2027. I kept saying, no, the Fed's going to just sit on their hands, wait for this war to be over finally, and what it is, and then oil will start coming down, and inflation will start coming down. So here's what the expectations are now. Oh, okay, the Federal Reserve, there is a 65% chance they're not going to do anything because right through here, that is the federal funds rate right now, 3.5 to 3.75, which is right through there. Okay, so there is a 65% chance they're not going to do anything at the next meeting. They're not going to do anything at the meeting in October. And then in December, there's maybe just some shaky grounds on what they're going to do. I'm saying this line's going to be right through here. And anything the Federal Reserve does next, if they don't do anything other than pause, they're going to cut rates. So follow me each day and follow me along this journey. So let's go back to the charts where I like to end my day. And we go through here. And on a one-day chart, we are down 28 ticks. It looks like we are giving back everything we gained yesterday. So we are back to where we were on our Friday close. So that Treasury buyback was short-lived. But that's really what's going on in the markets today, folks. So now hopefully you understand a little more if you're a realtor, how you can explain where mortgage rates are going to your clients. If you're a home buyer, you can know now where to track rates and get pre-approved. And if you're a homeowner, where you can get some help tracking those rates and your payments for you. So thanks for watching, guys. Please subscribe down there. Otherwise, God bless, and I'll see you back here tomorrow morning at the opening bell to let you know where mortgage rates go. And the most important thing is, what's moving them for the day? Take care, folks. See you then. Bye-bye.